Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And I'm glad you're here. Chester Elton is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Chester is a longtime member, 11-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the co-author of an outstanding book called The Carrot, A Carrot a Day. That's one of them. That's one of the old ones, though. But the newer ones is The Carrot Principle and The Orange Revolution. Is that right? That's one of them. And What Motivates Me is a new one. I think that's a new one, isn't it? Isn't it, Chet?
That's right. That's our latest, What Motivates Me.
What Motivates Me, that's the brand new one. I've got so many of them here, folks. Something under 100 books that he and Adrian Gosick have written. They sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. And he's one of the co-founders of The Culture Works. He's our good friend, Chester Elton. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. Always a pleasure to be talking to a giant in the industry.
That's right. That's me. Standing in my own field, right? Hey, Chester, thanks for being here. I'm a little bit depressed, though, Chester.
Why is that, Jim?
Well, for longer than you and I have known each other, way before you and I met in 04, I started talking about employee engagement. I've probably been talking about engagement for 15 years on this show. I can remember giving statistics on the abysmal engagement condition we have in the workplace today, where I remember one of the first stats that I reported on was that we had about one-third engaged, about one-third not engaged, and about one-third disengaged, actually hurting the company. And then you and I have continued to talk about this. I've talked about this with others. Here it is all these years later. All this talk, all the effort that you and I are making and others are making to improve engagement in the workplace, it doesn't seem like we're making much of a dent. What's the story? What do you think?
Well, you know, it's really interesting you mentioned that.
Am I wrong?
No, you're exactly right. In fact, the Conference Board, you know, it's an independent research organization here in New York, and they said the employee engagement is at an all-time low. You know, Gallup.
Unbelievable.
And they talk about happiness in the workplace. Yeah. Not only are we not making any gains, we're losing ground. And this is why we've really focused on it at the Culture Works and how we keep talking about, you know, engagement. You've got to find your way there. How do we unlock that potential? And
has anybody ever done any science, any work to determine the difference between pre-2008 and post-2008. See, I see an awful lot of markers out there in the marketplace, and I believe have been placed there by post-2008 behavior. What do you think?
There's no question. I mean, you know, we've got four generations in the workplace, so that's caused a lot of, you know, uneasiness and how do we talk to each other and how do we relate to each other. But more than anything is the employee-employer compact. You know, the idea that I could start my career somewhere and then I would, you know, stay there for 15, 20, 25, 30 years, it's just not there anymore.
Yep.
You know, the speed of business, the mergers, the acquisitions, the right-sizing, the downsizing, you know, legislation on the taxation of business and how hard it is to get a business up and running and on and on and on, the financial crisis. All these things have caused a very uncertain workplace for a lot of workers. And so the trust, I think the trust between employees and the employer, and not just the big company, but the immediate supervisor, has eroded so much that we're in a new workplace, we're in a new dynamic, and there are certain things that we need to do to drive employee engagement for the industry, you know, for our companies to be more productive, and we seem to be missing them. So if I were to ask you, Jim, what do you think some of the keys are in a workplace, you know, big, small, you know, middle-sized, that employers should be doing to engage their employees? What are some of the markers you see on the positive side, not the negative side?
Well, to me, the positive side is are people who where the employees can have the belief that, okay, if you don't need me, fire me, get rid of me, let me go do something else. But if I'm good enough to be employed, if I'm good enough to be here, don't treat me, you know, treat me like you value me. And do what you say. The companies that I believe have the best engagement are the ones who, even while they're trying to make a profit, don't let their employees feel like they're doing it on their backs.
You know, you're exactly right. This idea of clear and consistent communication. I know what my role is. I have the tools to do my job. And when I do my job well, you give me credit for that.
Right.
You celebrate that great work. And it comes back to our work ethic.
But also, Chester, if we have to tighten up, if things have to be done for the best of the company so all of us can stay at work, then make that part of the team's activity, not just something that the management decides. You know, around here when we, you know, back after 2008, you know, we had to tighten up, and I went to the team and I said, "Hey guys, I need your help," and they helped out.
Sure. Sure. Make it an issue for everyone, not just the executive, decision. Now, here's what's really interesting. I was named to the new product development team at LinkedIn out in California. And what's really fascinating is I really admire what LinkedIn is doing. Is they're trying to build people's networks. You know, get the right people in the right jobs, surrounded by the right people, with the right motivation. And this leads to our latest work in What Motivates Me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's what's fascinating, and this is kind of a marker for millennials, but I believe it extends to other generations as well, that in the workplace now, employees are treating every job as a temporary job. Now, think about that for a minute. I treat every job as a temporary.
Is that besides the millennials or just the millennials?
That seems to be a marker more for millennials. You know,
right.
You're
going
to get 3 to 4 years. They're going to learn what they want to learn, and then they're going to want a new experience and move on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, think about that from the employer standpoint. If I'm only going to have you for 3 or 4 years, how do I maximize
that's
your
been
potential?
That's been one of my questions is how do we expect engagement out of people who don't plan to be here very long?
Well, but you can. And see, here's the point. There's the downside in that I'm going to have employee turnover. But the upside is these are people that are coming to the workplace highly motivated to learn as much as they can, as fast as they can. And that's good news for you, right? I've got highly motivated, smart people. I'm going to invest in them to make sure I get the best out of them, and knowing that they may leave in 3 to 4 years. Now, the key is welcoming them to your business in a way where they understand what their roles are and what their pathway is. Training them up so that they can be as productive as fast as possible. And then when they leave, and this is key, and when they leave, make sure they know they are welcome to come back.
Come back.
Because we have a very transient workforce, and we got to deal with it.
I agree with that. Hold on to that thought. Chester Elton, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called What Motivates Me. That's the new one. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.